And one of the best ways to do that is to cleanse out your body. Take you one day a week, every week fasting. I mean, if you can't go one day a week without eating all that garbage, you're dead anyway. And the day you go on a fast, get the obituary column and see if you see any fasters listed. All them folks in the obituary column, them is eaters. Serious eaters. Take care of your body. And all them joggers, ain't they funny? They get up in the morning, most of them drive to where they're gonna run. Hey, that's cool, but that ain't about physical fitness. Physical fitness is to get up, take you some light exercises and struts. You know, when you bend down, where you feel, stop. Listen to your body talk to you. Just cause Mary and Billy's touching their toes, that don't mean you have to touch. Work yourself into it. Then take you a soft walk. See? And if you be out there walking, you don't have to be scared. You be walking around 5 o'clock in the morning. Ain't no muggers out there. But take a couple of dollars with you in case one of them late ones be coming in. And that's all you do is start walking slow and walk as fast as you can. What this old funny thing do, it puts everybody in competition. That's the one thing they did when they put the school system together to rip your head off. They got y'all going through school like a 100-yard dash group go through a race. Take off, and all y'all try to get there to say, no, not me. No, Jim, not me, not the kid. I ain't in no. I might go to kindergarten today. I might skip the next couple of days. Yeah, I quit school for 2 years when I was a child. My mama didn't even know I wasn't going. Didn't even know I wasn't going. I couldn't understand why the hell I'm 6 years old trying to fight my way through a blizzard to get to the kindergarten and a big old grizzly bear hibernating through the winter. Take care of your body. Be careful about what you eat and be careful about what you drink. They're getting you in your water. That's why if you got some goldfish, you want to have some fun, go home and draw some water out the faucet and throw it in the goldfish. See, they be dead for dinner time tonight. You got a dog or a cat at home, draw some water out the faucet and sit it on the floor, and they will walk around it till all them chemicals they put in it to kill you will leave. And if you go to the rich folks' house, they drinking water out the bottle because they don't want none of that mess that's coming through them pipes, because some of them got, those that don't know, got a feeling there's something wrong with it. You got a big job. You haven't got much time. And I say to you black folks that's worrying about Ronald Reagan, it ain't Ronald Reagan you worrying about. You worrying about yourself. You haven't taken care of business. You the one spends all that money for that craziness, but you don't belong to the NAACP and the Urban League and SCLC and Jesse Jackson's group and CORE. That's what your problem is. Y'all want to sit around and rap about whitey this and whitey that? You know, that don't even need to be discussed. You know where your problems is coming from, a white racist system. But solving your problem is going to depend on you and when you change your priorities. They got you black men believing that your way out is through sports, gladiators. And you niggas get so good, we can't even talk to you. And after they get through wiping you out and hook you to your drugs and give you that funny pattern and use you up, then they send you back to me. Black folks spend all that money for them outfits, all that money for that this, and all that money for that. But when the come down, you do not call the Jackson 5 and all them folks you buying their records. You call the Urban League and NAACP who you ain't gave one nickel to. Stand on the corner and philosophize about the Urban League is too white, but I don't hear you niggas philosophizing about how white cocaine is, and cocaine will kill you.